Take it from Sheba. Young girls really got it going on. When she knows how to stroke it with emotion, not only can she move it to the left, she can move it to the right and work it all night. So listen to this man if you want to know how to please a young woman. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. To make her start moaning, you sure can't abuse it. You gotta kiss her on her toes, you gotta kiss her on her shoulder, yeah. Gotta kiss her on her navel, you gotta get a bit bolder. Gotta make her feel good, gotta make her know it. Gotta make her say, baby, ooh, you can slow roll it. Roll it, slow roll it. Oh, you can do it, you can. You just gotta stroke it with emotion. Then any young girl can get on down. Slow roll it, yeah. Oh, yes, you can. You gotta stroke it with emotion. Stroke it with emotion. Oh, yeah. And one more thing. I told my baby to stroke it with emotion. Sock it to me. Ooh.
Slow roll it.
I can do it to the left. I can do it to the right. I can work that thing all night.
Slow roll it.
Oh, yeah. I know I sure know how to, yeah.
Stroke it with emotion.
I sure can, y'all. Oh, I can.
So roll it.
Ooh, a young girl can understand just how to
stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion.
Slow roll it.
Slow roll it, yeah. I made the man leave his home.
Slow roll it.
Made him leave all those other women alone.
Slow roll it.
I just know how to.
Sheba Potts writes, hey guys, hey gals, wherever you are across the globe or around the universe, hey, this is Monday Night Madness. I am WB, sitting next to my co-host, the professor of pop culture, Mr. Elroy Board III. Hey, turn on your camera, sir. All right, Mr. Elroy Board III. So tonight, professor, we've got a special lineup tonight.
Yes.
And I would love to have you do the honors and tell the audience what are we in store for.
Why, thank you, Sir William. Tonight, and I am calling on the Studio W Midwest family, the Midwestern listeners, especially in the state of Ohio. You recently, 9 days ago, celebrated the Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame. Well, tonight, we are going to devote all of Monday Night Madness to the inductees of the Cincinnati Black Music Hall of Fame. We're going to have Music and Hits by the Deal and Babyface, James Brown, Felipe Wynn, and the Spinners. We will also pay special homage and honor to Louise Shropshire. And if all of you were happened to be there in Cincinnati 9 days ago, or if you heard about it in the Midwest or in Ohio, right after the induction ceremony and right after the unveiling of the Black Music Walk of Fame, there was a special performance by whom? The Ohio Players. And so tonight, we will also be focusing and honoring the Ohio Players this evening.
Hey. I love it. So, look.
This is a furniture mover.
I don't know what you call it. You're going to find out. Before mentioned, Ohio Players. Oh. Hey, let's kick this thing off with fire.
Oh, okay.
Then we're back to the top.
Huh? Okay.
All right.
Find your
Back. That is the aforementioned Ohio Players. Absolutely. And as the professor mentioned earlier, we have The Deal.
Hey.
That's coming up, right? Okay.
Right.
Babyface. Oh, that's right. Is that Kenny G and Babyface also?
Kenny G and
Every
Babyface?
Time I, okay. I believe it is. Okay, well, it's on the list.
We'll... Oh, for every time I close my eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, James Brown, the Spinners. Well, let's do this. We're going to the top of the list here. And this is Sweet November, The Deal. And then we come back after a couple of songs. I'm going to have the professor tell you a little bit about this group. We
yes.
covered them once before, I think.
Yes, we did.
Okay, along with another group, I believe. And Babyface back then.
And yes, yes, The Deal and Babyface. Yeah, a few of these acts we have covered before. In fact, wait a minute. Except for Larice Rupshire, who was a composer.
Right.
We've covered everyone once before.
The Spinners?
Yes. And that was a darn good show.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, be right back.
All right.
This is Sweet November.
October, and now I wonder where that into my sight. Such a glorious sort of dream. Yes, it was. But like kids, we were too shy to say to each other that together.
As if that guy shot up the town. she shared my popcorn. Oh, we shared a kiss. And she whispered, I love you, to my surprise. The posse rode in as the bad guys made the getaway. There we were, falling in love.
The Deal. Oh, yes. Shoot 'em up. Shoot 'em up. Movies. You know, The Deal. And I was, we were talking off air about them. And you said they originated out of Cincinnati, formed in Cincinnati, Ohio, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The best known as the group that brought Babyface, Kenny Edmonds, you mentioned, and L.A. Reid.
Yes.
Mark Rooney. To prominence, okay, mm-hmm. formed in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's the album that what album was this? This was, came from the Eyes of a Stranger album. Now you say that was in the late 1980s or that's when they were prominent?
The Shoot 'em Up movies was late 1980s. They were prominent, you know, they started in the early 80s, and then around the mid 80s they got going, and then I really think they reached their zenith around the late 80s. I mean, you know, you take a look at pictures of them, you know, they had that Prince and the Revolution vibe going on, you know, and really started to make people wonder, you know, Midwest is getting kind of funky, you know. You know, you got Minneapolis, you got Detroit, and then now you got these cats from Ohio. But again, Ohio, huh? Let's look at the history of black music in Ohio, okay? No, of course it's going to be funky there. So they were, you know, they were the promise of the future back in the 80s. And look, you had two powerful producers out of that group. One who has gone out to make a huge success of his solo career. And, one who is the head of one of the greatest, not the greatest, but one of the biggest, music empires currently at this time right now. So.
Absolutely.
God bless The Deal.
Yeah. And the one you were talking about. Okay. Why don't we jump to him right now? I'm going to move it around a little bit. If that's okay
sure.
with you.
Move it around.
I'm going to move it around. And I'm gonna play a couple of songs from each and bounce back and forth.
This is
Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB and the Professor. And in case you guys are just tuning in or just learned about Monday Night Madness, this is really an experience. It's not just a show. Okay.
I love it.
It's an occasion because guess we give you information, the background, the life, the legacy. I mean, who collaborated with these people, who motivated them.
Hey.
What was the Who wrote these songs? Why? You know, and all of this, we give you all of that. And we serve it up on a silver platter. That's right. Digging up the gems and serving them to you the way you like it. How about that?
Right.
Okay. This one right here.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
From the Tender Lover album.
I tell you, my college experience would be 100% different if that song did not exist.
Just relax and let it flow. Let it flow, baby.
I know what you mean.
Get it on.
Don't want to wear it, don't make it.
It's better than
bad.
Glass. This is Monday Night Madness.
What kind of man will leave you standing in the cold? You must have been a silly one to sacrifice a pot of gold. You're the kind of woman who needs a man that's always there. It's not that you require a lot. Just need something to love and care.
Yeah.
I get good love.
This is a jam. This is a jam, man.
I'll cook your dinner too.
All of that.
Soon as I get home from work, I'll pay your rent. Your
Okay, yeah. Drop the mic. Just drop the mic on that one.
Okay, we didn't drop the mic, but can I remind you of something that summer when that song came out, how all the brothers weren't happy about that song. Remember that?
I don't know about them.
They said Babyface messing it up for all.
No. And you know, and they are stupid.
They are stupid.
I mean, who are they trying to appease to? I mean, appeal to, right? Oh no. Babyface was right.
He was right.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to this song and I was waiting, and it's not in the lyrics though. Did he say anything about bubble bath?
No, but I think that was alluded to.
Yeah.
That's
what came on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You draw the bath.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Woo. Okay.
And drink the bath water. Oh!
Oh, no, Professor didn't say that. No, he didn't. Okay. You know, and it's too bad we can't edit that out. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna have to get us out of this one real quick. Babyface, he's on tour, folks, in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, you want me to help you out, right? Thursday, September the 14th.
All right.
Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky.
All right.
Saturday, the 23rd. He's in Washington State. Washington State Fair.
That's September.
And that is September.
Uh-huh.
November, he's in Harrah's Cherokee Resort event, you know? And you can look up, oh my, women, hold it. Cannot skip this one.
Oh.
Anita Baker and Babyface, November the 18th. Tell me it's somewhere close. Okay. Greensboro, it is Greensboro Coliseum. That has to be Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro, North Carolina. They must have worked some things out. They must have worked that out because it's more than once.
Look.
It's more than once.
Yes. Hey, let's see. We're not that far. Greensboro is how far from RV?
About 3.5.
3.5. Okay. And I'm off that Saturday too?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Go for it.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. I might have to take a drive. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Latest mm-hmm. edge.
No, but keep, because November 22nd, Thanksgiving. Oh my God. That's the
night. That's in Memphis.
Yeah. The night before Thanksgiving, Memphis.
And they're together. Women, they're together.
Yeah.
Quite Anita often. Here.
Baker and Babyface, December 15th. Anita Baker and Babyface. Yes.
In Houston.
Houston. Right. I'm sorry.
Okay. And in Oakland, December the 23rd. That's, oh my God. Can you imagine that concert?
Mm.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, and again, that jam. Oh my goodness!
All right.
So the brothers that was tweeting and saying that dumb stuff. Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a question, guys. How did that work out for you?
Right. Right. Ashe.
Ashe, you're exactly right. Mm. Woo! Man, oh man, oh man. If you guys love that, just let me know. Please let me know. I know Kim Rogers was listening. That she says. She loved that song also. Hey, Kim, do you agree with me? Those are knuckleheads that would say that he messed it up for them. You know, if they had any sense at all, they would copy it.
They would copy. See, that's it. Yes.
Okay. I mean, shucks, man. You don't need a better manual than that. Okay. Okay. So,
it's all right.
Look
there.
Here. You mm-hmm. you can't change stupid.
It's all
but
right.
But anyway.
I love
right
it.
Along. This is Monday Night Madness, and this is what we promised. I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth any given second. Mm-hmm. Professor doesn't either. Sometimes he look at me as in, oh my God, did he say that? Oh my goodness. Yep. That's what it's all about. That's why it's called madness. MADDNESS. Monday Night Madness. Kick back, grab a glass and enjoy. And please don't keep it a secret. Share it with a friend.
All right.
And those of you who happen to be on Facebook right now, let me give you a little, disclaimer here. I mean, a little tip. Facebook sometimes block the music. They block the music. So uh-huh. you may hear the audio as far as the professor and I conversing back and forth and with you. However, I've noticed lately they've been blocking the music. So I'm going to ask you to do something for me, if you will.
Okay. What's that?
Okay. And that is go to the website. Okay. And our website and our apps, they reach anywhere around the globe. I just met somebody from Liverpool last night. Okay.
Where?
I was outside on the patio, and this gentleman came by and waved, so I took advantage to make sure that he downloaded the station.
Nice. Liverpool, England. How about that?
And I asked him, because he's always walking by waving, I said, hey, brother, I said, you like music? Okay. And he said, yeah. Okay. And I noticed an accent there. And I said, well, let me turn you on to something. And he was still connected to with, information coming in from, he said, well, sometimes overseas, you know, I have to go to something different. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, he typed in the information and he says, is that you there? Absolutely. Okay. So I got a new friend. The gentleman's name is Chris. Chris, if you're listening, thank you so much, man.
Hey, Chris. Chris, I spent some time in Liverpool. I would like to meet you.
You know, and this is how we connect with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to talk to someone. A smile goes a long way, and believe it, it may make someone's day. I'm going to leave it like that.
Like that. Just like that.
Hey, Kim, thank you so much. No, she did text something back. Let me see what she texted, okay?
Just like that.
Okay, I've got to read this, okay? The journals that I have, that
okay.
I am.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, right.
Read it.
Kim says, you guys have said that the baby face messed it up. She said they are knuckleheads. Couldn't agree with you more.
Knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads. But guess what? All right, guys, you just opened up the field. You don't know what you're doing. Okay. Some of us will, some of us won't. Some of us do, some of us don't. Don't get mad if you get left out.
Doing the love was so silly. Something that a girl like me
face and Karen White.
Never dreamed of.
Are we serious right now?
Dead serious. Okay. Honoring the Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame.
Oh, man. Gets gooder and gooder.
Until you came and made me so happy. Like a child on Christmas Day. I'm so anticipating. And I didn't know I could ever feel this way.
Oh, yeah.
Love's all the change in my heart. Your home is all my joy. Love's sorry.
That I got just could not figure out. I never had no fancy strength, not even a clue what true love was about, until you came and made life believe.
Oh,
I hate to interrupt, but I got to stop the mic again. I've got to stop the mic again, Professor.
Uh-oh.
You know that went into the Hall of Fame.
Was that all? Okay.
Was that all? That's a big deal.
Because I kind of already knew that, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I've got to have, I have a confession. I've never heard that song before.
Okay.
With Karen White.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look. No. You're swinging for the fences tonight, aren't you? You're knocking it out of the park.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you for being honest. Man. Oh, what God. A jam.
What a jam.
And you,
jam.
And you know what? I can dance to that, too.
Okay.
I can, yeah.
Okay.
I will cut a rug in half. Mm. I promise you.
Mm. I know, I know. I think I've seen you. Yes, I've seen you.
I will cut. I make no bones about that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's music and there's a flow, I'm dancing.
All right.
All right. Good. You know, but my excuse is not that I need one. It's good for the cardiovascular anyway.
moving on. What's next?
You know what? I tell you what.
Try to justify.
I'm not trying to justify. I'm just saying it. Okay. Tell you what, folks. We've got more Babyface for you, but I'm going to move around because Babyface is so good, man. I just want to save some. I just hope you guys hang in there with us. Oh, is that jazz?
Yeah. Oh. I was waiting. I was waiting for you to finish, and I was going to send love, but go ahead.
Hey, Jazz. Hey, thank you so much, Jazzy, for the show last night. It was a stone blast. It was a stone cold blast,
honey.
The theme was. Songs with men's titles. If it had man in it for one, some sort, right? Whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
If it was man in the title, those are the songs that Jazz picked.
So did you play the Rubber Band Man?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Oh, okay. No big thing. I just thought of that one.
Yeah, but you know, and come thinking about it, Jazz sent me about 18, 19, I think it was 19 songs, if not more.
Uh-huh.
And I added a few more in there, right?
Yeah.
Something she hadn't thought of because there's so many. And I didn't realize how many songs. And jazz comes up with these crazy themes each and every week, and I absolutely love it.
I love her themes.
I love her themes. Yeah. Because it could be about, you know, anything.
But that's that creative artist mind.
And then if you think about it, it could be about anything, then that's life, isn't it?
It's L-I-F-E. Living life in full expression, baby.
And so it could be an experience that she went through or something she read. Mm-hmm. She told me, I believe Jazz, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? This is a station that I do not like handing out or giving out or disseminating false information. So correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have a problem being fact checked. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No,
neither
I do.
Neither do I.
No, I have no problems with that. And so, but anyway, it was great, Jazz. So thank you so much. And you can check out the Jazzy Diva, ladies and gentlemen, and yours truly, WB each and every Sunday.
SNG!
That's right, on Sunday Night Go. Now, the program starts at 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Okay. 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, and guess what? We get the golden hour at 9 p.m. here right on the East Coast. And it's easy to do. And please don't keep it a secret. And I want to share something with you. Now, we're on StreamYard right now, and we love broadcasting through StreamYard. And so we are connected with LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I have to tell you, sometimes Facebook just they just trip. They are tripping right now. And you can hear the entire broadcast, via Twitter or, LinkedIn, but Facebook cuts out the music. So I've got a solution for you. And always then you can take it anywhere. You can take home, office, gym, or play. You can take us and listen to us all day long right here.
Oh, you're talking about the app.
The app. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go to your Apple App Store. And download studio.w. Studio.w. Simple. Play Store, Studio W. Also available on Alexa. And please share it with your friends, whether they're in the United States or abroad. And the website, I invite you to visit the website. Now, even your friends overseas, wherever they are, because I have, my granddaughter just came back from Kuwait.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And my nephew, what was he? Was he in Korea? South Korea? I believe he was in South Korea. He was over there, right? And you can hear it anywhere. If there's internet, you can listen to this station.
Okay.
So anyway, let me tell you how to do that. Then I'll jump off and then I have some songs I'm going to play for you and we'll be back. But anyway, internationally, it is studio.w.buzz. Simple, right? Studio.w.buzz. Italy, France. Had someone other night listening from France.
Wow.
I'm loving this. I love this. Okay. So I tell you what, my brother James Brown couldn't have said it better.
Ho.
Try me.
Yes.
Try me.
This is Monday Night Madness.
Darling, tell me.
come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Horns, mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. People standing, standing in a trance. Sister out in the backyard doing an out-of-line dance. Come telling me the other day she didn't want to be a drag. I don't know what she's doing. I think she's got a brand new bag. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Now look here, Judy, don't kill me with his lazy strokes. When he take his feet right off the ground, doing the mashed potatoes, and then he began to slide, call himself doing James Brown. Sister says that she's doing is the latest thing. People now begin to talk. She jumped back in that sofa stride. She's doing the camel walk. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Whoa. Mama, come here quick, get it, and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and give me that licking stick. Sister, get out there with your bad self. Huh. One more time. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Busy, oh, all right.
So if I may,
people, I don't profess to be no teacher. These are my latest outlooks. She's got to get herself back in the mathematics books. Do you hear me now? All right. I want to tell you one more time. I want to tell you one more time. With his laser stroke, when he take his feet off the ground, doing the mashed potatoes out there in the flow. Sometimes he think he's doing the James Brown. Sister says the dance you're doing the latest thing. People now begin to talk. She jumped back in that soul for strife.